If you thought the infighting of the primaries was over, not so in Assembly District 26. There, two-term incumbent Republican Randy Koerner is fending off another conservative, Lisa Krasner.
I was endorsed by the state of Nevada Republican Party, by the people. My opponent is part of the good old boys network that's just not working for you.
Since no Democrat chose to run for the seat, it's now Republican versus Republican. But the state party's endorsement of Krasner doesn't translate into support from the establishment. That's because of a rift between the state party and top GOP leaders. In fact, Governor Brian Sandoval, as well as Assembly Minority Leader Pat Hickey, support Assemblyman Koerner. Still, Lisa Krasner believes voters in her district have an appetite for change. She teaches political science at Truckee Meadows Community College and the University of Phoenix, and is running on the platform of a strict constitutional conservative.
I will uphold and respect the Constitution. I will uphold the Republican platform, and I will make sure that they are represented in their government.
And Krasner is highly critical of her opponent's voting record, most of all his support in moving a controversial school funding bill known as AB 46 to Washoe County commissioners for a vote.
He engineered the plan to circumvent the Nevada Constitution with AB 46 in an effort to raise your sales tax, your property tax.
She does not practice law, has never practiced law. She is not a member of the bar. So when she says it's a violation of the Constitution, it's her singular opinion. It's not obviously the opinion of those who are experts in this.
That's Assemblyman Koerner, who says the dozens of attorneys working for the legislature didn't consider it unconstitutional. He supported sending the bill to the county commission because he felt it was a local issue, not to be decided by a legislature dominated by Clark County. For his part, Koerner is running on experience and his influence in Carson City.
I've got 35 years of business. She has no business experience. I've got 4 years in the assembly, and I'm the only Northern Nevada, for example, that sits on the Education Committee and on the Ways and Means Committee. My sense of responsibility around that's huge because I represent all of us in the North.
He says that dual role is significant because education accounts for more than half of the state's budget. Last year, some of the legislation he sponsored reformed high school proficiency exams and offered more support to veterans and their families. Next year, he plans to introduce bills on student data privacy and the Millennium Scholarship. The district the two are vying for is sprawling and diverse. It encompasses Incline Village, Southwest Reno, and stretches north along I-395 to where it meets the border.
That's a very conservative district. It's Sharon Engel's old district, although it has changed since she represented it, but it's still very conservative.
That's Eric Herzig, who's the chair of political science at the University of Nevada, Reno. He says in some ways it's admirable that Koerner is running on his record because it's not the most conservative.
He's saying, I've been there, I've been effective, vote for me. Krasner is, you know, your classic, I'm a constitutional conservative. How that translates into state policy or particularly effective legislative leadership remains to be seen.
Herzig believes Koerner will win, but based on the primary, his reelection is not a done deal. Koerner came out about 9 percentage points ahead of Krasner, but he's now outraised her more than 2-1. That, along with a call from a party leader for Krasner to drop out of the race, have only energized her. She's critical of Koerner and other GOP lawmakers for supporting the governor's decision to extend certain sunset taxes.
When the legislature tells the people that they are going to eventually sunset a tax, the legislature needs to keep their word to the people of Nevada.
A chunk of that money goes to education, but Krasner believes instead of taxing people, the state should concentrate on more effective spending, parental involvement, and school choice. But Koerner says without those taxes, public schools would have lost more than $300 million, and he couldn't stand for that. He says his opponent has sided with fringe groups by signing a pledge to never raise taxes.
I think that when elected, it's our job to go down there, to hear the issues, to debate the issues, and then ultimately come to a decision and make a vote. I don't think you sign a pledge in advance that says, I won't do something. So who are the people that sign those things? And they really are ultra-conservative.
But Krasner says she's not a radical. In fact, she criticizes Koerner for voting against a bill last session that protects victims of hate crimes motivated by gender identity or expression. In response to that, Koerner says he doesn't see why one group should be emphasized because there are already protections in place.
I sometimes wonder whether or not we really need to do those kinds of things because we already have those protections under our Constitution.
Both candidates say the other is running a dirty campaign. Whether that's true, Republicans can be sure the seat will remain in their party, but the definition of that depends on who you're talking to. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.